Tonight, indeed, following the very gentle and yet concise reminder of Mr. Zekiel, we're going to be discussing the bikes, Shaila. We'll be discussing the question of riding on any animals. Any of you has got horses? Horses? No? No horses. So, cows? Yeah, or like or zebras, like the rich Rothschild had a zebra horse wagon. Yeah, it was a Rothschild, a very wealthy one here in London, who had a zebra. He was slightly eccentric. Okay, so we'll be discussing those Shalit Mitzchem today. So it's a much important sif, really, really important sif. Okay, we're up to page 192, and this is Simon Shinhei Seif Yud Ches. And the halach is as follows: En roi chavein al gabe behema. When is not, this is moving on to everything we've discussed until now. It's now a new topic altogether. New topic. I'm not even 100% sure why it is in this siman over here. We have to think about this. Okay. En roi chavein al gabe, second line. En roi chavein al gabe behema. When is not allowed to ride on any animal. Not allowed to ride on any animals on Shabbos. V'loy nisne no leon. You may not be pulled. May not be connected and pulled along by the animal. V'afilu betzido also leishtamesh. Not only that, but you're not even allowed to be pulled along side on the side of the animal. So don't be pulled. Don't ride on the animal on top. Don't be schlepped along from the back, like pulled along. And don't be right, not on the side either is problematic, because it's still mishtamash bebaal chai. More on that later, mitzchem. So, kagoin such as, also, mishtamash even on the side is also, havel tzide it's stodden, but on the sides of the sides, kagoin such as, shudova ache, munach al tzido, vu mishtamash bo. That if there is something connected to the side of the animal, and you're using this attachment on the side, so that's not directly the side, is there is something connected to the side of the animal, and that's what you're holding on to, that's what you're using, that will be permitted. Muta. Veim ola oleo. And if you did go on the animal, afilo bemezit, even if it was intentionally, it doesn't make a difference if it was intentionally or intentionally, either with aloch is, yeret, you have to go down, mishum tza balechayim, because of the tza, the pain, the anguish that it causes to the animal, mishum tza balechayim. More on that, mishem in the Mishnah Berurah. Umitam zeh, and therefore, poyekin masu she'oleo, you're allowed to take down and unload the load which is on the animal. Ketzad, oise, how do you do that? Machniz roish etachza masui. You put like your head underneath it. Umesalko letzad echod. You move it to the side. For noif meilo, when it falls down naturally. So the point being that you're allowed to do something that it will naturally get loose and fall down. Vosuleishav al koron. Remo ad, you're not allowed to go on a horse wagon. Koron is a carriage, a wagon. Shein yudi manigoi, which the goy leads. So you're not doing anything really. You're sitting in the horse wagon. B'Shabbos on Shabbos mishum shemishtamash behema, because the animal is being used. Gam shlo yachtoich zemoir, and for additional reason of yachtoich zemoir, of cutting branches down. When you're in the wagon, you may cut down branches as you're riding. Okay, these are the halachas of Seif Yud Ches. And that's what we're going to be discussing tonight. The aloch of Rechiv al Gababim, riding on an animal. Let us see if Kotten Samachalav in the Mishnah Berurah. Ein Rechvin. Gzeira Shemayachtech Zmoira Min Amachuba. The reason why Chazal forbade to ride on an animal is Gzeira, a rabbinical decree. Shema, perhaps Yachtech Zmoira, going to cut a branch from a growing branch, kidei lehanhiga, in order to give it control it, to lead it, to encourage it to go the right direction and the right speed. Techayvel ze mishum toilesh, and by cutting off a branch, you're going to be over from toilesh to tell the coat of cutting. Rabbeisai, riding on an animal is also, because Hashem yachter zemoira, because you may end up cutting a branch and hit the animal. Stage one, yeah.
I understand that clearly, but I'm a bit puzzled by the same reason being given, if I'm understanding it correctly, for a person sitting in a wagon that the wagon driver's driving. Because it seems more difficult to understand a wagon passenger in the actual wagon cutting off a branch to encourage or to discipline the horse, because I would have thought that's the wagon driver's job outside the wagon.
Right. Could you explain? Yes, the answer to your very good question is that that we are, since there is a chashash exera and a concern with regards to the horse rider, so Chazal, we're not distinguishing between the horse rider and the passenger. It's a loy plug, chachomim betakonosam. It's one universal decree. And since at times you have the horse rider who's actually in the wagon as well, it could perhaps be at times that he's actually not sitting on the horse, but he's in the wagon. So it could at times be the horse wagon is not, the fact that he's on the horse, the fact that he's being, that he's on the carriage makes no difference. It could still be the one actually who's gonna have the chashash of cutting the branch. So therefore, Chachomim made a universal decree that whoever is on the horse wagon is gzeira of loy plug, and it's all included in the gzeira. It's all. Yeah, so the answer is yes, it is.
So is that enough?
It is. It is two things. It's two Isurim. It's two Gzeiras. You'll see in Mishnah Muslim Kotan Samach Beis, it's a very good point. Yeah, it is, you're right. Look, the Mishnah Berurah that adds if Kotan Samach Beis, I think very much your answer. Lo nislim ole adu kol shimush ba'alechaim, kol oloi b'chlal rechivu ve'osu. Yes, so whenever you are using the animal, is included in the gzera, is included in the rechivu ve'osu. Ve'afilu b'mokoyim delek alamecha, shem ayachtach zemoira. Even if you're in a place where there's no concern, that's very much in line with your question that. Even if you're in a place that you're not going to cut off branches, such as, kigun b'midbar, if you find yourself in a desert, where there's nothing growing, you're not going to say you're allowed to ride on an animal there. There's no branches, but it's all included in the gzera. So similarly also, when you're putting the animal on the, when you're putting a baby on the animal, or you're using the animal for the baby's sake, leshavshev, it means rubbing really, I don't exactly know how you do that. In other words, you're calming down the baby with the animal's presence, then so gamken also is also to the point of the Mishnah Berurah is, we don't look at circumstances, yeah, he's going to cut the branch, no, he's not going to cut the branch, it's all included. Whenever you're using the animal, it's included in the gzeira of a chiva, and it's also a drabonon. So whether you're actually riding or you're using the animal, it's all also. Yeah. Now, I want to, again, if it's on the sides of the sides, that will be mutter. If you're using something in attachment on the side, that will be mutter, the Shulchan Aruch said. And then the Ramah goes on, and he says that if you're in the horse wagon, that's also as well. The Mechidish of a horse wagon is, in Sifkot Samach Pez Mishnebu explains, Sha'en Yudim Anigo, the Im Yisrael Be'atzmo Manigoy, Tish Pelav Achiyot, Isotoyer Mishom Mechameh. The Mishnebu here adds, that one second here, if the Yid is the one who's actually leading the horse carriage, and leading the carriage to go in a certain direction, and he's the driver, then it's anyway also because of Mechame, it's anyway also, but besides that, even if he is just being carried by a goy, who is leading the horse wagon, that's included in the Issa as well. So not only actually being in charge of it and leading it and controlling it, but even you're just as a very conventional passenger, not doing anything, being very passive, that would be also an Gzeirat Rabbanon as well as according to the Ramah. Here may be the point to discuss two shailas. The first shaila that I feel is what the post can bring in context over here, is the shaila of bikes on Shabbos. Thanks for reminding us. Bike riding on Shabbos. Now, we're learning that there's an Gzeira de Rabbonon of horse riding or animal riding because of Shemuch Yachtoich Zemoira. Because perhaps as you're going, you want to enhance, you want to improve the speed, or you want to change direction, you're going to have to cut off a branch. You hit the horse a couple of times, you whip it, then it goes a bit faster. Now, does this also work? Is this Gzeira also relevant for bike riding? Yes or no? Impossible. Scooters. Yeah, very good. All very good. Let's address that as well. Scooters and bikes. He's saying that it's totally not relevant for bikes. It's not relevant for bikes. If that's the case, let us ask now the following question. There is no obvious seif in Shulchan Aruch. There's no obvious simon in Shulchan Aruch about bike riding for very obvious reasons. And for scootering for obvious reasons. So the question has to be asked. Is it also yes or no? And if it is also, why is it also? Because we're saying that maybe the simple address to look at would have been over here. The simple comparison would be horse, bike, would have been put in the same context. But it doesn't work, because the reason why the horse is also, doesn't work with regards to a bike. So we have to step back, as it were, and start thinking, why is a bike also, is it also or not? And if yes, what is it also? Is bike riding also on Shabbos? Yeah. Like musical. What's it? Musical instrument? Very good. So that is a very common, pardon?
Chain.
This is a very common answer and a very common point that it's based on a Tosfos and it's a Shulchan Aruch that we know that musical instruments is also on Shabbos. You're not allowed to play music on Shabbos. And the reason is, even if it's not electric. Why not to play?
You might end up fixing.
You might end up fixing the musical instrument, and you're going to be over makibe patish. You might over makibe patish. Whether you need an expert or not, let's leave this out for now. But it's such a chashash. Therefore, since a person gets very frustrated when he's playing the music and it's not working out, so therefore he's going to get all agitated, is going to want to fix it. So you say, no, don't even start. Even if you know you've got a working guitar, even if you know that your clarinet is in perfect working order, don't touch it on Shabbos, because perhaps it's going to end up breaking, you're going to want to fix it, and you're going to be over on it. Now, Rabbi say this, and therefore some say that the same will apply also, that's very common, that's because the bikes, the same will apply to bikes as well. When you're bike riding, it's common that the chains fall out, it's common that you're going to puncture as well, and therefore, you're going to end up fixing it on Shabbos, no different than fixing the musical instrument on Shabbos. Rabbi Yisai, does this sound to you acceptable, yes or no? Yeah, emotionally okay with it? Pinyom, you're not. Why?
You're not going to do it whilst you're riding.
You're going to schlep it home and fix it there, kind of. Okay. Yeah.
If you have a bike without a chain,
nothing. What would be the bike? Oh, similar to what you're saying, the scooters. Yeah, exactly. Skateboard, scooter, where there's no chain. What would be then?
They also break.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai, I have humbly, very great difficulty with this answer. It doesn't stem to me. It doesn't make sense to me. Because we know that it's not on us to make new gzeiras derabonon. It is not on us to make new gzeiras derabonon. It is not within our authority, 2018, or even 50 years ago, even 100 years ago, it is not within the authority of the Rabbonim to make new gzeiros. Whatever is an established gzeiro, we cannot move away, we cannot cancel. Any gzeira Rabbonon is still relevant. But for the same token as well, we cannot create new gzeiras Rabbonon. If there is a gzeira with regards to musical instrument, that doesn't mean it doesn't mean that it's also exerted for way of transport. There's a huge difference between a musical instrument and a bike. I can give you 10 svaras, and you can give another 20 svaras, why it should be different to different chalik. This is musical instrument, that's for transport. It's en ledamos. And therefore, to say that the exera, so maybe you can say you cannot sit on a chair. Don't sit in a chair, because maybe the chair is going to break. I've sat once down in a chair, it broke. I'm going to end up fixing it, perhaps.
It's not a machine.
A fancy chair. Or you're going to say that, don't use a standard that has various things, because perhaps you're going to end up... It's impossible to make such a gzera. The Chazon Ish says, in what the Chazon Ish was approached, I'm just bringing it in this context now, in this time of year, I like to look at this Chazon Ish again. Chazon Ish speaks about instituting a day of remembrance. And Chazon Ish says, a day of remembrance, he says, he was asked, he was asked after the war that maybe a day of remembrance should be made for people who Nebuch perished during the war. And Chaznish says in his unbelievable words, he says, nowadays, we have no kid. Chaznish, the leader of the generation, said, we don't have, I mean, you know what I'm referring to. To make it institute in the calendar day of remembrance. Chaznish says, nowadays, it's a doyer shtika yofelo. It's a generation nowadays, we are Yisoyimim, sons of Yisoyimim, who are so weak, we have no comparison to the Gedoyle Adoyah from even 200-300 years ago. And we are a generation that are shtik yofelo, that silence is better for us than to do anything. We cannot do more than to be silent. We have no koyach, no authority, no power, no understanding, no wisdom beyond to be silent. Silent. We can't do more than that. He said, we can't institute something new in the Jewish calendar. We can't institute something new. We can't make new gzeiras, new takonas. We can't do that. It's not within our authority nowadays. And that's Chaznish writing in the 1940s. And that's what Chaznish said. Therefore, he was absolutely adamant about not instituting new days in the calendar, even days of remembrance. And he said that he writes that the Hemshech of the letter is also fascinating. The Ikkes Chaznish, fascinating what he writes about yard sites and about the fallen Yidden during the war. I know not everybody agrees to that. I know I'm aware that the Bob Vreb a different approach, the Shem Shvab a different approach. I'm aware of that. But at the same time, I'm just quoting Chaznish in this context over here, that we certainly have no right to make a new gzeres that bikes also should be included like musical instrument. How can we say such a thing? Yeah.
It's very interesting what you say about bicycles. But I wondered, have you come across anything in the Igros Moshe?
Yes.
All the Sephorim.
Yes.
Sherman, Zalman, Orbach.
Yes. And I'm about to proceed with this. Also. So the question is, why is biking also? Why is biking also? Why is it also? Why is it also? To make a gzera is very difficult. So why is it also? Pardon? No Erov. Oh, so you're saying, Rav Davis suggests that, okay, I hear it, not new gzera, but for sure, we've got a problem of tilta. We know that carrying on Shabbos is not only carrying, physically lifting up from the earth. Anything that pushing is also considered carrying, and therefore, he says that when you're biking, you're also pushing the bike in a certain way, and therefore, it'll be also. That sounds like a brilliant approach, but Michael, am I in the place where there is an Eruv? That means, according to you, in a place where it's a Sunyo Shlaim Yerakodesh, where Roiv Rubam of Direyim and Shleimim carry, as one example, or even Edrev, anybody who carries in the Eruv, will be allowed to ride the bike. And that's according to what you are saying. I'm taking that. I'm hearing that.
But I'm saying,
yes, you think that just like a pram is motor, biking should be motor too. If a pram is okay, biking is okay. Okay, biking is fine. Yeah. Yeah, so you say that if that's what you are saying. If prams are fine, then bikes and scooters are fine. Are you okay with that, gentlemen? Okay, this is the, so, Rabbi Sai, I must say, some Achronim do go with that Mahalach, and it will, so some Achronim go with that Mahalach. Okay, there's one interesting tshuva by the Heilige Mahashag, Shem Grunfeld. He has got a tshuva, and he suggests, he wants to say that could be maybe because of one of the Hungarian Gdolim, one of the Gdolim, that Lopin Zichron Evoach was very, very fond of his tshuvas. The Mahashag says that could be it's over to the Choyl. Over the choil. It's a very weekday related kind of, it's not Shabbos day. It's very weekday. But that again is a bit, over the choil, it's very hard to define. But now, it's just because it doesn't feel right to say that, don't do it. It's a bit, there's no makoy to it. There's no makoy for it. There's no makoy. You could say maybe the pram say, yeah. Tricycles. Oh, I'm going to get to tricycles. I must say, it is very, very difficult. It's very difficult. Oh, so very good. So you're saying that could be to make a charitz. So that's also something which you mentioned. I think maybe Rabbi Zalil Hillesheim, one of the other Achronim, wants to mention that. That man, you're making a groove in the earth. So that perhaps would have been understandable in Radin or in Poland if you have this bike. The might make a groove in the mud when you're backing it. In Edgware, you don't make a groove in indentation in the tarmac. Unlikely. So make a loop look from that. So I must say, it's difficult to understand why it's also. And the only thing which I can really quote with confidence, without reservation, with good understanding, is what Shlomo Zalman says. Back to Shlomo Zalman, he says, it's been nohagu lesser, it's been something which has been established in Klal Yisrael to be also, and he doesn't bring a very great reasoning behind it, but he said that it's also. And he goes even a step further. Rabbi Eliashiv then says, since it is such a strong custom not to use bikes on Shabbos, Rabbi Eliashiv then suggests, and he says, that could even be it's also beteltul, it's mukta. It's something which is not only that you're allowed to do, but I become something which is mukta. So why it is also, I haven't answered, but it's something which has been designated as something which is no agu lesa. I want to add over here another chazanish, which I can just quote. Chazanish. This is not, it's just something which I'd like to bring at this point. I don't know what you think about this. It's a very interesting chazanish, which I remember from in Munuv B'tochen. Chazanish says something interesting. He speaks about the mesoira of halacha. How how the Messiah, the tradition of Halacha goes down from generation to generation. Fascinating shtickel Chazanish. And Chazanish in his Sefer Munah B'Tochen, he says, you know, that at times we come to junctions in Halacha, and that there is a reason to be Matir and a reason to be Asa. You come to a point that there is, you could push it this way, and you could push that way. And you can swerve into either direction. He said that if you look at it black and white, very academically, you could really have strong arguments in either direction. He says, then he comes onto the G'dayle Yisrael. The G'dayle Yisrael have then been given over certain Sat Vishmaya. I don't remember the words that he says, the key to Paskin in Halachas. And he said, that has to do with Yirah Shemayim, and it has to do with Sat Vishmaya, to Paskin in the correct manner. Something which Klal Yisrael then has been given, that key, that Mesoira, that thing, by the G'daylim, that they can actually decide those matters with great Sat Vishmaya. He says that's not an academic, that's not a cold black and white approach, but it's something which is established in a certain Klal Yisrael that are going to pass in the right way. I think there's no better place than to think about this than over here, because we don't really see a proper good reasoning to answer it. But he says also, can I just, before I forget, Rabbi Feingold's point, his Shlomo Zalman point brings that as well. I think in Shmir Shabbos he says, this minhag that we don't ride bikes, Shlomo Zalman says, it's nothing to do with Hotzah, and therefore it's got to be also even in place where there is an Eruv. However, he does say that bikes which have any bikes, any bikes that has three wheels, and I think he says also that it's not being, that the tires are not pumped, I think he says that as well, are not included in the minhag. And I think he says that since they are generally designated for indoor use, I think he brings that as well. That's him, one of the Omnis Talmidim. So the point is that three wheels, point number one, one wheel. I don't know about one wheel. I don't know. Yeah. So three wheels, if it's meant for indoor use, and or pumped, the tires not being pumped, your hard tires, which are not really that plastic, like that. So then it's something which taken for no, it's that they can be. He said there's never been a minhag to us and can be used without reservation at all.
But
it's not.
Well, the same meaning as a bicycle.
Well,
a pram probably got three wheels. You could argue that it's.
Yeah, I think that a pram will is not included in
it. Not for indoor use of pram. Really.
Yeah. Well, correct. Correct.
Even in the A-roof. Yeah,
it will be mutab. Yeah, absolutely. Pram and there is. Totally.
If you're saying you can't use a bicycle.
Because there is.
A bike is
a special meaning to be also.
So you can't go with a pram. It's very similar to a bike.
It is, but I think there's still differences. It's not some. I hear your point that once we are. Since we're not explaining exactly what the reasoning of the bike is, we're just saying the minhag. Yeah. So all I can say is that this is the minhag to us, and this was never included in the minhag. Perhaps because it's got more than two wheels. Yeah. It's going to be also included in the minhag to us. Okay, these are the. I don't know what you think about this, Abu Isai. Have you got any thoughts on this? Bikes, scooters.
Actually, got three-wheeler scooters.
Oh, yes. What would be that? So, yeah, three-wheel scooters.
Where do we hold?
Yeah. I suppose, I think that's something with the bikes and those three-wheel scooters which are generally being used for outdoors. They're probably all included in the minhag to us. I think that's what it is. But it's really hard to find a good reasoning good reasoning to us. But again, Rabbi Yashiv goes even a step further and he says actually all muktzah, they actually become also betiltul. So if you've got a scooter at home, if you've got a scooter at home or a bike at home, then without having fully established where it is also, but now actually he actually even becomes muktzah. Well, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, this will be problematic. Yeah.
So we shouldn't throw stones.
Stones, yeah. Or scooters. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay, Rabbi Isai, this evening we learned Pesiat Ishmael, the halachas of horse riding. We learned that the reason why it's also is because of, the reason why horse riding is also is because of Gzeira Shamayach Toich Zmoira. And that includes also any stamshus bebalechais, including the Issa. We learned that tzidit stod in his mutter. We learned that undoing loads and the full naturally is okay. We learned about horse wagon is also even if you're as a passenger. We then moved on and discussed extensively the halachas of bikes. And we learned that it's very hard to understand a good reason, a solid, bulletproof reason that why it should be also is not, I haven't quite found, but it's generally established as a minik of the Eli Chayidin of the Yeshemayim not use bikes and scooters on Shabbos. And we learned that Rabbi Yashiv even says that it becomes muktzah. Good evening, Rabbi Yisai, and good Chodesh.